Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. If you would like to ask a question during the question and answer session, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I will turn the meeting over to Ms. Sandy Walsh.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. This is Sandy Walsh with the FDA's Office of Public Affairs. By now, you should have gotten our press release on antipsychotic drugs. I'm going to let Dr. Tom Loughran, L-A-U-G-H-R-E-N, explain to you what the FDA's action today is, and then we'll open up the line for questions and answers. Dr. Loughran?
Okay, I can begin with a brief summary of the action that we've taken today and what we hope to accomplish with this. We issued letters to manufacturers of all the antipsychotic drugs, both conventional and atypical, requiring them to update their labeling with new language for a boxed warning about an increased risk of death in elderly patients with dementia. For the conventional antipsychotic drugs, this will involve entirely new language. For the atypical drugs, this will involve a slight revision of a boxed warning that was already implemented in 2005. Now, the boxed warning will say that elderly patients with dementia-related psychosis who are treated with antipsychotic drugs have an increased risk of death. The statement will then go on to describe the meta-analysis that FDA conducted for atypical antipsychotic drugs back in 2005, and that was the basis for the original action back then. It will then go on to say that recent observational studies with antipsychotic drugs used in this population suggest that this same risk appears to be present for the conventional drugs as well. Now, antipsychotic drugs, both atypicals and conventionals, are used primarily to treat major mental